here's what you need to know.
Got to let you know.
You need to know that Queensland's peak tourism body, they've expressed major concerns with a proposal calling for the state to introduce a tourism tax.
So I don't know about this.
I know, me neither. The idea has been included as a part of a 10-year tourism plan from the state's tourism industry reference panel. And they're suggesting local governments impose a visitor levy and a fee to visit national parks and protected areas. You know, things like 8% tax on accommodation.
Can I tell you right now?
Is this a kick in the guts for an industry that's been hit so hard already?
I know what they're trying to do, and they want to spark more money because what they've missed out on over the last couple of years. But you know what? Australia's dear enough to travel as it is. You know, if you want to go to Uluru or you want to go to Darwin or you want to come here to the Gold Coast and experience the theme parks, it's dear enough as it is compared to going to some of the other countries around the world. I can't see a levy like this helping anyone travel more around Australia.
Well, that's so true, isn't it? I mean, you think about people, you know, say, for example, going to the snow in Australia. Well, it's cheaper to go to Japan and go to
Queenstown.
New Zealand.
Yeah,
exactly. So we need to keep these dollars here in our country.
Yep.
Make it more appealing, not less.
Condiv still finding themselves in a lot of trouble. They're saying that they were losing up to $1.5 million a month the 10 months leading into the collapse of Condev, the local construction company here on the Gold Coast. And they were such a big institution here on the Gold Coast. And I know they supported local very, very well, but they're saying at the moment the creditors have gone in. They're talking $56 million in debt. They reckon most people should get around about 21 to 30 cents in the dollar. So a tough one for all the tradies out there, all those who are still owed money on behalf of Condev.
Do you think these big construction companies are so up against it? Because who would believe that a company like that would be going, everyone would be going, oh, they're just multi-billionaires. They're making plenty. You know, I would think the workers never believe that they would
Can
be
I
losing
ask a question
that much
then?
Money.
No, mate, absolutely.
If they are and they're in the red that much and people are only getting 21 to 30 cents in the dollar, your small business, should they sell any property they have?
Ooh, I would have thought so.
Yeah, I like that idea. Too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, my word, because that can take so many people down.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, Lord. Look, we've lost a great Gold Coaster. Paula Stafford is often credited with inventing the bikini. She did, and that was a Frenchman in the 1940s. But she literally cut her two-piece in half. Gave it to someone who went to the beach. They were arrested for immodesty and escorted from the beach.
Really?
Paula then went, you know what? You reckon that was bad? And sent five models in bikini down to the beach in what was one of the most infamous publicity stunts in history. Paula went on to say, I never had to do anything after that. The press always came to me. And believe it or not, she turned it into the second biggest business on the Gold Coast behind sand mining.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's the one detail I hadn't heard about Paula Stafford. She was 102 when she passed away quietly in her sleep. And I think blessed with a long life for giving us such a great present.
Should they have Should they have a bronze statue? A statue next to the suntan man?
Fantastic idea, mate. Yep. That is such a brilliant idea. And what I loved about Paula Stafford was she said, you know what? It's the Gold Coast. You should be able to wear whatever you want to the beach. Paula Stafford, what a genius.
And that is what you need to know.